Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm with James Faluzak, and James, we're getting word out of Rome that the end may be near for Bishop Richard Malone's time as Buffalo Bishop. You've heard the same things we've heard. What are your initial thoughts?
Well, the source of the reporting is a well-respected journalist from a Catholic periodical entitled The Tablet, Christopher Lamb, the author of this online post, is also a correspondent for the BBC. So he's very well respected, highly regarded as a Catholic journalist. My sense is that he would not put his, stick his neck out like that unless this was likely to be true.
If this were to be be confirmed, and we get a resignation notice, acceptance on Friday, what would this mean for survivors of abuse like you, who have had to go through all of this, and the way you felt that Bishop Malone has handled this?
I think it would be a relief for many survivors in the Buffalo Diocese and throughout the country whose abuse took place here when they were children. We certainly need to see a change in the leadership of this diocese, but I think even more importantly, we need a change of heart within the diocese. How was this allowed to go on for so long with so much oversight by other priests that are still serving in this diocese? The resignation of Bishop Malone, whether that's his choice or that's imposed upon him, doesn't automatically change the culture within the body of the clergy here that allowed these things to happen in the first place or be covered up subsequently. So it might be hopeful to see Bishop Malone resign, and certainly I have called for that. But that is not a panacea either, I don't think, in this case.
How did you feel Bishop Malone handle all the claims of sex abuse in the diocese? Do you think, what do you think he could have done better? What do you think he did handle well?
I think that he frequently lied to the faithful Catholics of this community in the release of his list of names in the late winter of 2018 and his subsequent handling of priest personnel matters that where priests had significant allegations against them, both related to children and vulnerable adults. That has been mismanaged by Bishop Malone in the last year. And so... we really just find him to be completely incapable of providing leadership to the diocese. I just don't think the majority of Catholics in this area trust him. So what could he have done differently? I think he could have simply told the truth.
And James, if the resignation does become final, whether it's later this week or next, as far as leadership in the Buffalo Catholic Diocese, who will be in charge, to your knowledge, or whoever does take over, what must they do to help the healing?
Two things could happen. One is that the Vatican could appoint an apostolic administrator to the diocese. I think they have to do that regardless. But whether they do that by their own initiative or they could perhaps leave it to a group of priests called the College of Consultors. These are high-ranking priests and long-serving priests of the diocese who may be asked for a recommendation for a temporary administrator. I don't think the decision will be left to them. That can happen too, but I wouldn't expect that. But as I say, regardless of who the administrator is, or whether there would be a new bishop appointed in the short term, we need to see a change in the way that priests within the chancery of the diocese and those who have worked close to the bishops of the diocese for the last couple of decades, we really hope that they are not part of the transition to new leadership. I think it would be more of the same.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.